Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't find it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. 'Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your mic.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
And we pray that everyone is doing well, and thank God for you joining us tonight on the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We pray that every mother and every mother at heart had a wonderful Mother's Day this past weekend. We thank God for his presence with us at all times. I thank God for being able to enjoy this past weekend with my family. Celebrating our own mother, whom we give God praise and honor and glory for. And so we just enjoyed and was such a blessing. And so we just pray that everyone, whatever that you did to celebrate yourself as a mother, or to those that celebrated you, or to celebrate your mothers, praise God, if they're still in the earth, or even to celebrate the memories of those mothers that have gone on to be with the Lord, we thank God for our mothers and thank God for the opportunity to celebrate them. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we give God praise for another opportunity to come before you to bring an anointed word of God. We thank God for our sponsors, Pastors Ann and Steve of Butterfield Ministries, along with our Covenant Fellowship Church, Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, and our Archbishop Ruth Smith. We just give God all praise, honor, and glory. There is a word in the house, praise God, tonight, and we thank God that Pastor Jasper will be leading us to the throne of grace by the word of God. But before we get started, we're going to go ahead and lead off in prayer. And I would just ask if everyone, I pray you've got your Bibles, pens, and pads, and that at this time you will just join me in prayer. And following our prayer, the next voice you will hear will be that of my husband and the senior pastor of New Season Ministries International, Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you for this day, Lord God, and we thank you for the opportunity to come and share your word once again, Father God. I pray, Lord God, that it will be grace to the hearers, Heavenly Father, and that, Lord God, they will take your word, Lord God, and use it in their everyday life, Heavenly Father, which is this word. We know that it's all-sustaining, all-powerful, and for all seasons of our life, Lord God. Let them use it, Heavenly Father, to be able to go forth and make a difference for the advancing of your kingdom here in this earth. And for this, we give you all praise and all honor and all glory. And we ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. To God be all the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You may have a day, Mother's Day, amen.
Yes.
Thank God for the mothers and the people coming together at one. Lord, what a blessing, what a joy they happen to be. And it's always an honor to honor our mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers, great-grandmothers and great-grandfathers. It's always a joy and blessing to honor those that that put the time in that God had blessed to be a blessing to his people. And
yes.
To us as a family, to our heritage, to who we are as a people.
Mm-hmm.
What a joy, what a blessing that is in our life for us. So don't ever take that for granted. Amen.
Amen.
For today, we're going to go ahead and get into the word, to the new thing, the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Today, for a subject for today, is called How to Beat Boredom. Strange subject. How to Beat Boredom.
Amen.
My God, my God, got a word in the house on today about
Amen.
That.
All right.
Enough of you turn to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 40, if you will, where is exactly where you got to use the word of God, you got to use on your phone, your tablet, where you use for that time being. We'll be coming from the King James Version, amen. Wherever
amen.
You have, use for the God be the glory. Isaiah chapter 40, we're going to start in verse 29 to 31, amen.
Amen. Praise God.
He giveth power to the faint,
mm-hmm.
and to them that have no power, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. That's the guarantee of God.
Amen.
They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
Amen.
Amen. The word of God for the people of God today. Amen.
Amen.
God give us strength for the journey. What are we talking about here? But those who call upon the Lord will renew their strength.
Mm-hmm.
They will soar on wings like an eagle.
Mm-hmm.
They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Amen.
Amen.
But those who trust in the Lord, God said he will renew your strength. No matter what takes place, what happened in your lifestyle, in your life, you trust in God, your word shall not come back void. He will renew your strength, saying he will give strength to you in your time of weariness and your time of weakness. God said, don't just say, I'm weak, that I am strong. God will increase the power to the weak to be strong. What he needs for you to do on this hour, this day, this time, God will strengthen you in that area. You can put your trust and your hope in God. Amen. He will provide resources for you.
Mm-hmm.
He will give resources that never end. And he will keep you and keep renewing you wherever he takes you. Keep you going strong to the journey for the beginning to the end. God will do that in your life. Amen. He will continue on in the power of God. God, Paul said, I will run on in the Lord. I will finish my race, finish my course in the things of God. God called me to do. He ordained for you in your lifetime. For his glory, for his honor. God's power and his endurance will continue to strengthen you in your life. Amen?
Amen.
And it's amazing how God used an eagle. Eagle is not a hawk. An eagle is not a duck. An eagle is not a geese. Amen?
Amen.
An eagle is not a chicken, a hen, whatever you want to call it. That is not an eagle. Eagle is a very unique bird that God had created, and God got created with such uniqueness that God used that he imagined in his word. An eagle these different type of eagles in the world. Mm-hmm. I found these very type of eagles.
Mm-hmm.
One, there's a bald eagle.
Mm-hmm.
There's a golden eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. There's an African fish eagle.
Mm-hmm.
There's a sea eagle. There's a white tail eagle. There's so many different eagles. I don't just name some of them. The God he created, the God put here on earth. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And made a God analogy about using an eagle. When you, God knows you're struggling in life, you know your circumstances, that he is big enough, that he's bigger than your circumstance, he's bigger than your problem, amen?
Amen.
He is bigger than what you're going through, your difficulty you're going through. God is stronger than your difficulty that you have in your lifetime, amen? He's stronger than that. He was saying, just like an eagle, just flow to him. God said, I got this. I got you. I got your back, your front, your side, your top. I got you inside out. No matter what you're going through, God got you covered.
Amen.
Amen. Inside out. Just learn to trust in him and lead out to your own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And just learn to trust in God. Learn to soar on his wings like an eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles are so unique. You can fly just so effortless in the air, man. So they are so powerful. They can endure for a long time up in the air.
Yes.
You can see them so high up in the air, man, like nothing bothering them. God said, I got you. Don't worry. Don't let your heart be troubled. He said, let not your heart be troubled, saint. Trust in me. And lead not to your own understanding. I will keep you soaring like an eagle, on the wings of an eagle, strengthening you, guiding you, directing you through all kinds of course in your course of life. You go through different difficulties in life.
Mm-hmm.
God said he will be there for you. Amen. He will give you strength for the journey.
Amen.
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 God let you know that battle is the Lord on today. Amen.
Amen.
How to beat border. Amen. 4 points of power on today. We give you some strength for the journey. Amen.
Amen.
Let you know that God got you. No matter what you do, God got you covered. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
I learned also that God got for his saints that in the state of Georgia. Georgia is the second state. You get 50 states. Georgia is the second state. They're the most county in the United States of America.
Good.
They are 159 counties in the state of Georgia.
Okay.
And the one state, the most county is Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Texas has almost 254 counties in Texas alone.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the largest states around in America is California.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to me how California has 59 counties in California. Big California is only 59 counties in California. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing the type of people God has here on earth. That, you know, from time to time, it's amazing how God helps things in our lifetime. We're getting back to the Word of God. But it's amazing how they run together and they're going to go together. And while I'm planning to say the Word of God today, we're going to have 4 points of power today. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Points of power number one. How to beat boredom. Number one, a change of place. A change of place, P-L-A-C.
Okay.
A change of place. Go ahead.
Psalms 122,
mm-hmm.
verse 1.
Yes.
Psalms 122, verse 1 reads, King James Version, I was glad when they
mm-hmm.
said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Amen. Let us go into the house of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's in the house on the day? When people are confined to the same place for a lengthy period of time, they may become bored.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes a common fact that some people, even believing in Christ, can become bored to some instant. They can become bored, they can just be
restless.
Sometimes I call it sometimes bench warmer.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a game, but you're not in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be all kind of, you know, a bench warmer is different. But when you're in the game, you're a star, you're in the game, you can produce, mm-hmm. you can do something. When you're not in the game and you're a bench warmer, look on the outside, you can't be productive as much.
Yeah.
No, you can sit down, practice, all kinds of stuff. Practice is good, but some people just like to be in the game, be involved, amen, mm-hmm. in the game.
Yes, you don't want to be sidelined.
Don't be sidelined because you've been wanting too much, man. You should have him create some other problems going on in your lifetime.
Yeah.
You're not feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
What a change of scenery will leave monotony in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Yeah.
For example, and for the people of God, for the saints of God, you're on vacation,
mm-hmm.
you'll change. A cruise,
mm-hmm.
a short trip, something to shake up some things. even a visit to a new restaurant, mm-hmm. a new housing development. You something to think about. Mm-hmm. They offer help. But going places for God offers the most effective change of place.
Amen.
Calling on others, praying,
mm-hmm.
witnessing, working the kingdom of God,
mm-hmm.
and really does save the Christ, kind of help to banish boredom in your life.
Mm-hmm.
If you're working for the kingdom of God, that's going to help banish the boredom of life and keep you from being stagnated for the things that God wants you to do, what God called you to do. He destined that God will put in your life in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
That's 28.
Right.
So it's important for the saints of God to sometimes have a change of place. God's not trying to tell you something, trying to show you something in that change of place or what he wants you to do for your destiny, for your life, for your livelihood. God will want you to have a change of place there in your life.
Amen. So sometimes even if you are unable to change your physical
mm-hmm.
location or your physical place,
yes.
sometimes you know that God has given us such power in our mind
yes.
that you can sit down uh-huh. and you can change place mentally and psychologically.
Yes.
You can have a change of place. So keep that in mind as well. If for any reason that you might not have the, I don't know, finances to be able to go on a vacation,
right.
sometimes just going outside,
mm-hmm.
Looking at the beauty of the day and being able to change your mindset for the moment,
yeah.
thinking of those things that will take you away from all of the vicissitudes of life.
Sometimes God tells you to think on these things.
Think on these things. Exactly. Exactly.
So.
The word talks about the renewing of your mind. So, yes, you can not only change your physical place, but you can change your psychological place and emotional place as well.
And the people of God, the people of faith, sometimes need that change sometimes to help them do. Directly on a new path, directly what God wanted to go to do. Sometimes it's a help for us to get that change in life sometimes. God might be calling to do some other things as well, a different assignment. Proverbs.
Okay. Proverbs 29 and 18.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Proverbs 29
yeah.
and 18.
That's
okay.
Well, it's important to have that. God, I'm trying to show us something.
Amen. Amen. Proverbs chapter 29.
Yes.
Verse 18. And 11 it reads.
11 through 18.
Hmm?
11 through 18.
11 through 18. Mm-hmm. Okay. A fool uttereth his mind. This
uh-huh.
is verse 11. But a wise man keepeth it till afterwards.
Yes.
If a ruler hearken to lies,
mm-hmm.
all of his servants are wicked. The poor and the deceitful man meet together. The Lord lighteneth both of their eyes.
Yes.
The king that faithfully judges the poor, his throne shall be established forever. The rod and reproof give wisdom,
mm-hmm.
but a child left to himself brings his mother to shame.
Mm.
When the wicked are multiplied, transgression increases. But the righteous shall see their fall.
Yes.
Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. Where there is no vision,
that's it right there.
The people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he.
How to be bothered. Verse 18, 29, 18, where there is no vision. The people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he, keep God's commandment. But God is trying to tell us sometimes it is a lack of leadership, lack of revelation, knowledge, and revelation. It was like a prophecy, depending on where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Without the word of God, sometimes you can become stagnant in what God wants you to do. It becomes routine, sometimes it becomes tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way of life depends where you are in life. Without vision, even business, you gotta have a vision.
Amen.
In life, you have a vision for what you're trying to do, what you're trying to accomplish, what you're trying to go. God is God of vision and dreams into the people. Amen.
Amen.
You know, so it's important to have that, you know, so when people ignore the word of God and think they can do it on their own, you're going to find it's an issue with God for one thing, it's an issue in your life because you got a firm, solid direction where to go and what to do, what God has a divine purpose for your life. God has given his word, amen, and he has given a call into life to be faithful, for us to be faithful in him.
Amen.
We keep God's word, we'll find joy in him. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We will be joyful.
Yes.
The joy of the Lord is our strength. So we will be joyful in him. There will be no boredom. We have doing the work of God, doing what God calls the man to do. Everyone got something to do in ministry, in life, in family, in business. What is God designed for us to do? We have something to do. We can go facing in God. And Paul, Apostle Paul, God, he's out doing the Lord's business. The Apostle Peter, James, hello, they were out doing the business of the work of the ministry. They were evangelizing what God called, commanded them to do. They were doing discipleship as well.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So that is important to be effective in the change of faith on time. God called us to prayer, to witness. He called us to do it, to soul winning. He called us to do mission, different things he calls you to do. From here, wherever you are, God called and commanded to do those things for the work of the kingdom. Amen. For the good of the kingdom. So that's important to know what to do. Matthew 28. Then he also commanded for us to what? To go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you go, you're doing something. You're actually, you're involved. You're a producer. You're doing something. You're not sitting still. You're doing something. Wherever you are, you can do something for the kingdom of God right where you are.
Amen.
In your own neighborhood, in your own community.
Amen.
You might say, I can't go all over the world. But it might mean God hasn't called you to do that. But there's other things you can help to support others that are doing that as well.
Amen.
Matthew.
Amen. The work of the Lord is not supposed to be mundane.
No, it doesn't.
It is not if you are a child of God,
mm-hmm.
God has called you to ministry.
Yes,
He's called you to minister and to ministry wherever you are. You can work for the government. You can work for the education system. You can work for a private business. Wherever, that's your ministry platform. Because I assure you that there are those that are there wherever, right within your own
Amen.
Network, that are not saved.
Amen.
And so that is your ministry platform.
All your testimony, too.
Yes.
Well,
Amen.
You got a testimony that can be used for the glory of God.
Amen. Amen. So we must be about the work of our
Father's business.
Amen.
He was 12 when he was saying that, right?
Yes.
He was 12 years old.
Yes.
You know who
yes.
he was about my father's business.
Yes, because it's only what we do for the Lord that's going to last.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Matthew 28, verses 15 through 20.
Matthew.
Verses 15 through 19.
No, Matthew 12. 28, 19 through 20.
I'm sorry. Matthew 28, verses 19.
Mm-hmm.
20?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Go ye therefore, verse 19, and teach all nations.
Hold on. It's God's mandate. It's God's commandment, right? You're supposed to be a faithful to God's commandment.
Yes. Amen.
He tells them to what?
Go ye therefore.
He's not just talking to the disciples, the apostles. He's talking to us as well, people of God, born again by the blood of Jesus. Go ahead.
And teach all nations.
Mm-hmm.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son
mm-hmm.
and of the Holy Ghost.
Not some nation, not part nation, not a village. He said,
all
nations. That's a mandate God put on for our life. Go to the world and teach all nations. We got some work to do.
Teaching them to observe all things.
Now, he didn't say go and get members, go get church members. He didn't go and say that. He said go. And teaching to all the world. You said go pick up members. You ain't supposed to do that.
Whatsoever I have commanded you,
And
lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world.
Correct.
Amen. Until the end of the world.
Jesus gonna be right there. And his spirit gonna be right there as well. He said go pick up a membership of members, a church member. He said go into all the world and say that they're all saved. All nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. So you got power, do the power to do it, but also gives you the Spirit, the power of God to do the thing he called us to do.
Those that are lost.
Yes.
Those that are sin sick. The word of God tells us that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And so God has called us to go and to labor in his vineyard. This is what also titled these two verses 19 and 20 of Matthew 28. This is Jesus' great commission. This is the great commission that he called all of us to do.
Amen. Yes, yes,
verse 18 says, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying,
All power
is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Y'all power, y'all the keys.
Amen.
Amen. So that's our mandate that God has put on life. And that you can't be bored in that, because God gave you strength, give you power, and rejoicing that. Even Andrew rejoiced when a soul gets saved. So we should be rejoicing as well here on earth. Amen? In that, then you get down local. Luke 14, 23. Then you say, okay, local. Because I can't go into all the world. Okay, that's fine. God got something for you too. Turn to Luke 14, 23. You can support those that do go into the world. Amen? International ministry. This is international ministry. Amen?
Amen.
God, just support other ministries that do things for the things of God, for the kingdom of God. He's a kingdom ministry.
Luke chapter 14, verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges.
Community, where you are. Community, mm-hmm. Suburb. You got this one. So it's right there where you are. Amen.
Amen. And compel them to come in.
Compel them of the love of God to come in. Go ahead.
That my house may be filled.
Yeah, good, good, 24.
For I say unto you that none of those men mm-hmm. which were bidden shall taste of my supper.
Mm-hmm. So some work that I be doing. Some work is involved. So there's different type of ministry that can be involved to get it done locally or internationally. These are going to all the world. So there's a lot of work to be done. A lot of work to be done in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of God. Amen. They just do ministry. People got motorcycle ministry locally and internationally. They do mission and other things they do. Right where you are, there's something that can be done.
Yeah.
Amen. For the kingdom of God, say, to the glory of God. So each one can reach many.
Amen.
Not each one reach one. Each one can reach many. You can reach one. That's great. But each one can reach many.
Amen.
You know, it'll take two or three gathered together.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, they are being in the midst. All it takes two or three.
Mm-hmm.
They are being in the midst of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me move right along. Number two, a change of faith. A change of faith, F-A-C. A change of faith.
A change of faith.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Ecclesiastes 8:1. Number two. A change of faith. How to be born in. You might need a change of faith. Amen.
Amen.
You might need a change of faith.
In Ecclesiastes
mm-hmm.
chapter 8, verse 1.
Yes, Lord.
And it reads, who is as the wise man?
Yes.
And who knoweth the interpretation of a thing?
Uh-huh.
A man's wisdom maketh his faith to shine.
What? A man what?
A man's wisdom.
Oh, woman. Okay.
Maketh his face to shine.
Revelation. Mankind. Okay.
And the boldness of his face shall be changed.
That's a powerful word right there. The boldness of his face shall be changed.
Amen.
Okay, a change of faith. A new hairstyle. A new haircut.
Mm-hmm.
A new hat.
Mm-hmm.
A new dress.
Mm-hmm.
A new shoes.
Hmm.
A new suit,
right.
Often lifts drooping egos by deliberately changing one's facial expression.
Mm-hmm.
One can actually change one's feeling by your facial expression. And that's amazing. That
mm-hmm.
is amazing. Stop frowning
mm-hmm.
and start smiling.
Mm-hmm.
Stop frowning, Saint, and start smiling.
Mm-hmm.
Like don't like be eating a lemon or drinking prune juice. Stop frowning and start smiling. Put on a happy face, happy heart, happy feet, amen? A cheerful expression helps generate a positive attitude.
Amen.
Praise a cheerful God. Expression, say that again, helps to generate a positive attitude.
Amen.
We need to be more positive and have to have facial expression. Mm-hmm. Amen. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. We need to show that it's our strength. We need to walk in that and do that. Amen.
Yes.
Nehemiah 8:10. The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And it's good to know. Lord, to count it all joy.
Mm-hmm.
Learn how to count it all joy.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. When you work in the kingdom of God, learn to count all joy. Look, all things work together for the good. Amen. So, a change of faith make a big difference.
Did you know that it takes less muscles for you to smile than it does for you to frown?
Isn't that amazing?
Did you know that your smile may be the only smile that someone sees for the day? Yeah, it is something that we live in a society and a time now where many have lost their joy.
Oh, my goodness.
They're burdened and heavy laden, and their expressions reflect the difficulties that's going on in their lives and what's going on the inside of them.
Mm.
But if you are a child of God, you should always have a joy. There was a song and still is that it used to be sung in the days of ago that says, "This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me."
Yes.
The world didn't give it, and so the world can't take it away.
Amen.
It's important that we express the joy of the Lord that's on the inside of us.
And express that come on the outside of people, be able to see and identify with it.
Yes.
Amen. I mean, this brother we had years ago, those senior brothers when first born again in Christ, there were three brothers. One was different complexion, and you see him at a distance. Maybe he's smiling for us. Why is he smiling so much? He had the joy of the Lord in his heart for himself. He had put in the spirit of Christ, so it produced joy for him. It gave him a peace that we could see it for at a distance. I mean, he was just beaming, you know, and it was just because of the joy of the Lord in his life. I found out later on, the joy of the Lord in his life, and that was going on. He was like it all the time. It was like a part time, half time. He was like it all the time that I've known him.
Amen.
I mean, he really had a genuine joy of the Lord in his heart.
Amen.
You can sing to him.
Praise God.
Sing to him. You should. There's a song that I get joy when I think about what the Lord has done for me. You should get joy when you think about what the Lord has done for you, because he's done many things for you in your life, in your time. Amen. Learn to count all joy.
Yes.
Enjoy serving the Lord. Enjoy in believing in God's word. Enjoy believing in learning some of the benefit you mentioned about of God's word. Amen. Can no one get your reward?
Amen.
What you do for Christ the last, but can no one get your reward that God has for you? Can no one get a reward?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for you, no. Can no one get your blessing
mm-hmm.
that God has for you? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a joy to have that. And learn to hope in God. Hoping in God creates happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Say again. Hoping in God creates happiness. Can't even say it. You know, certain things in life happens. Yeah, certain things happen in life. He does.
Yes.
But hoping God creates happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Let me show it to you in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You got that word.
Amen.
Okay.
1 Peter?
Yes.
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. Whom having not seen, ye love, and whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy.
Rejoice with joy.
Unspeakable and full of glory.
Whoa! Unspeakable and full of glory.
Amen.
Unspeakable, you're not even able to express it. You can't put it into words. Amen.
Yes.
It means so marvelous, so wonderful, so delightful. It's beyond description. Amen. It's beyond words you can put in your brain, your mind to think about. Unspeakable joy and full of glory.
Amen.
Amen. What a blessing, what a joy that is for God to put in our heart and mind through Christ Jesus, that we can have that joy that the world can't give to, the world can't take it away. Amen.
Yes.
That joy that can't leave us. Amen. Jesus said, all that your joy may be full.
Amen.
Be full of joy.
Yes.
Joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Joy of the Lord is my strength. I know. Lord said, take the seat that the Lord is good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's something that produces something in us and through us, through our spirit, man.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And understand there's a difference between joy and happiness.
Yes.
Okay? You happiness, the Lord knows that, and he even tells us in his word that in this life we're going to have trials and tribulations, but fear not, for he has overcome the world.
Amen.
But also, at that happiness, it may change because we are spiritual beings, but we are having a physical experience in this earth. And we're affected by the things that go on around us. So we have emotions.
So we're human.
We're human.
You're
going to be sad. You're going to have times when you will be happy. You're going to have times that you will be angry. God knows that because you are a physical being, you will have these emotions.
Yes.
But understand that joy that's on the inside of you, it should not change, because again, that joy, it doesn't come from an outside source.
Yes.
God has given you, he is the source of your joy.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father is the source of your joy. And so because he remains constant,
amen,
your joy also shall remain constant.
Amen.
It doesn't have to be impacted. It should not be impacted by the external sources of this world, because you should always be able, even in the midst of difficulty, in the midst of certain circumstances, be able to look to the hills from which cometh your help, because we know our help comes from the Lord,
amen,
and he is the one that sustains our joy.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. God wants us to be happy.
Amen.
How do we find happiness?
Mm-hmm.
The only way to find happiness is through him. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He created us. He created us to be happy. We may endure for a night.
Mm-hmm.
God said, joy cometh in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's an inspiration day to that reason. That morning.
Yeah.
Inspiration to that. We said, joy cometh in the morning.
Yes.
Hold on a little bit longer.
Yes.
Hold on through the midnight hour.
Yes.
Hold on through the 24th, 25th hour. Just hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Endure for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then look, we learn to endure in Christ. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God will strengthen us in our weakest point, our weakest hour.
Amen.
To endure for the long haul. Long haul. Amen.
Amen.
It's important to that. He's saying words in Genesis and Revelation. He's talking about happiness. He's talking about happiness in God, happiness in Christ. Got no words for me.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about happiness in us.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus. Go ahead.
Psalms 37:4 tells us to delight thyself also in the Lord.
Exactly.
In the Lord.
Exactly.
Delight thyself also in the Lord.
Amen.
And he shall give thee the desires of thy heart.
God will give you the desire of your heart. He seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things to life, things pertaining to your happiness, things pertaining to your joy. God said, all these things in life, I understand these. I know what it's all about. I created them. I created you. He said, I will give these things to you. I don't want to hold back.
Amen.
Because you're faithful, I won't give these things to you.
Amen. Psalms 126:5 tells us that they that sow in tears.
In tears. God knows your tears.
Shall reap in joy.
Oh, my goodness, my God.
Amen.
Reap in joy.
Amen.
Jesus, I come to give you life and give to you more abundantly.
Mm-hmm.
Not sometimes. When you have abundant life in him, amen.
Yes.
You only have abundant life while you're on this earth, before you go to heaven.
Amen.
You want to have abundance of life, amen.
Amen.
You want you to go through strengthening your guide and direct you. You want you to have abundance. You want you to be happy. Amen.
Yes. Yes, he does.
Want you to be happy.
Yes, he does.
Step one.
Yes, he does. Praise God. We have a poem here that goes right along with
the chain of faith,
our lesson. And the poem states, a smile costs nothing but gives much.
Give much.
It takes but a moment.
Yes.
But the memory of it usually lasts forever.
My God.
None so rich that can get along without it. None of us are so rich that can get along without it. And none are so poor that can be made rich by it.
Right.
It enriches those who receive.
Yes.
Without making poor those who give. It creates sunshine in the home. Sunshine in the home.
Sunshine.
A smile. We're talking about
a smile.
It fosters goodwill in business.
Amen. Yes,
it does. And it's the best antidote for trouble.
What did the Chipotle say? What? The Chipotle, what their motto? In my pleasure.
Okay.
No, they say it with a smile. 2 Corinthians 9:8. A change of grace. Someone says, then God is in the midst, defeat doesn't exist. When God is in the midst of your life, defeat doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said, I'm not an author.
There's no failure in
him. No failure in God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You have that?
Amen. 2 Corinthians 9:8.
Yes.
2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able.
More than able.
To make all grace.
Hold on. All grace, not some. God meant favor. All grace. God meant, go ahead.
Abound toward you.
Mm-hmm.
That ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work.
Look, all things he said, and to what kind of good work?
Every good work.
So every good work, no one to do bad or evil, he said every good work.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Many Christians fail to depend on God, as they should. People who rely suddenly on others are continued disappointed. God, when people start trusting one another instead of trusting God, they're always going to be disappointed. They're always going to fall short. And maybe they leave God out of their life. When you put God first in your life, keep God first in your life, amen, and learn to trust in him and lean on to your own understanding, it makes a big difference.
Yes.
In your decision, in your circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
God's grace is never a disappointment.
Really?
Trust in him vanishes boredom for the Christian life.
Yeah.
It's a continued challenge. Yeah, it's a continued challenge for us each and every day. Amen. But God, Jesus said, I overcome, so you can overcome. Say, we're more than conqueror in him. The greater he is in me, the easiest in the world. But God gives all the work we need. Put on the whole armor of God. Greater he is in me, the easiest in the world. God gives all the tools you use to defeat the enemy. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And keep him on our feet.
Yes.
So God gets all the things we need, spiritual word, you know,
mm-hmm.
that we need to defeat the enemy and to continue on the journey stronger than before. God's grace changes darkness, devilness,
mm-hmm.
and dejection to light. Life and love.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. 2 Corinthians 12:19. For God's grace is more than sufficient for us. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps us. God's grace is powerful. And sufficient for us all. God's grace is powerful and sufficient for us all. Paul said he run this race. He runs and ran this race, defending his course, amen. In Christ.
Amen.
Paul said, I receive victory. Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Have you received victory in Christ Jesus? Have you ran your course? Have you finished it yet?
Mm-hmm.
No, we all got a long way to go. But God is there to help him, to help push you through all the finish line and keep on going for the fame of Christ. Go ahead.
2 Corinthians 12:9, and this is Apostle Paul speaking, and he said, and
uh-huh.
he said unto me, my grace,
my grace,
Jesus,
God's grace,
Paul speaking of Jesus,
amen.
My grace is sufficient for thee.
You know what that grace is?
For my strength
my world.
Is made perfect,
made
in,
perfect
weakness.
In weakness.
Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, there, Paul. That the power of Christ may rest upon me.
Paul knew that. Through Christ, he knew that experience. Go ahead.
Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmity, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake.
Even through it.
For when I am weak,
mm-hmm.
then I
and
am strong.
Most of them, we say, I'm strong.
Amen.
Also, I'm weak in the flesh, weak in the body, even in the mind. Your mind
yes.
is new.
Amen.
Yes. You need to transform your mind. And God said, I give you an answer. My grace is sufficient for you and for
yes,
me. Amen.
Yes,
he said, in Galatians 6:9, be not weary of well doing. Amen. Be not weary of well doing.
Amen.
Go into Ephesians.
Ephesians.
Prayer.
Ephesians 2:8-9.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians
10.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
Ephesians 2:8-10. Yes, Lord.
For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
Amen. Gift of God.
Not of works, lest any man should boast.
You can't be saved by works. We by grace of God through faith. Go ahead.
For we are his workmanship.
There we go.
created in Christ Jesus unto good works.
Now we are his workmanship. Now you're in Christ Jesus, amen. We are his workmanship for witnessing, for praying for people, for
amen.
Laying on the hands,
amen. Then
for the house of God, for the fivefold ministry, for all of that that God put together for edifying, for unity of the church, of the people, the believers, and the things of God that God put together, amen, for a reason, for a purpose. That's what we're here for.
Amen.
That's what Christ died for church and for us, amen. So that was we're working in the kingdom of God here. Do what God called the man to do, make disciples, go into the world, go into the community, go next door. Amen. Where he leads you at, go.
Amen.
Go ahead, finish.
Which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
He ordained that before the foundation of the world. He ordained that to take place.
Amen. Amen.
And he had manifested through his son, Jesus Christ, for us to walk in that, to live in that, to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Faith, you know, figure out work if you're dead, so you do it on the faith. Amen. Then do something, be involved in the ministry. Be involved with God's call upon our life. Amen. You're walking in that, to be living in that, and to fulfill that in our life. That's a destiny God designed for us to do. Amen. In Christ Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God.
So that's so important. But God's grace is sufficient for us all to do what to do the work God commanded for us to do, to do this, that mandate he put on our life to go to all the world. Amen.
Yes.
Asaph always says a prayer. Asaph always said a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Ask, seek, and knock.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But God's word is true to the end.
Yeah.
And back again. Amen. Galatians 6:9. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And let us not be weary in well doing. Your well doing is good. Continue to do so. For in due season, God said, we shall reap if we faint not. Don't faint. Continue on. Continue on in the same work of God. Continue on. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Finish yourself closing. The joy of Father Jesus. God will see you through. Amen. Where are you going through? God will see you through it. How to be bold. Stay in the holy word of God. Obey the word. Be faithful in that. Number one, a change of place. Number two, a change of faith. Number three, a change of pace. Number four, a change of grace. Amen. That's going to have to continue on from destroying boredom in the things of God. Amen. But God will have joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Amen.
Amen. Joy in the things of God, to fulfill it, to be happy and have happiness in the things of God. Amen. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Amen.
I mean, from 1 Corinthians 15:57-58, we will work until Jesus comes.
Mm-hmm.
Stay focused, be encouraged, and keep the faith that God will see you through from beginning to the end. Amen. And back again.
Yes. May
the word of truth to the end. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for this timely and powerful word. Many times we have to have encouragement as believers in Jesus Christ. It's important that we encourage one another. And how do we encourage one another? We encourage one another in the word of God. That's how we are to be of encouragement to one another along this Christian walk. And it is not meant to be bored, to have boredom or mundane. God's Christian walk is not monotonous. It is not boredom. It is boring. It is not boring. It is not monotonous. It is not mundane. You all should be excited. You should have a zeal,
amen.
And a zest for the Lord.
Because
Jesus had a zeal and a zest. Okay? And yes, he does. And because he had a zeal and a zest, that same zeal and a zest is on the inside of us that he deposited in us through the Holy Ghost Spirit of Almighty God.
Amen.
That's why he gave us the Great Commission to be able to go out and to share with others. Because this world will try to beat you down. I promise you, the different circumstances
see you through.
He promises to be able to see you through, promises to be able to restore and rejuvenate you if you don't be weary. Now, someone out there has this, the word of God that's on the inside of you that is needed. They need that word. They need you. They need your smile. Oh,
amen.
Yes, they do. Praise God.
Yes, they do.
So
amen.
At this time, if there's anyone that has a comment, we have about 4 minutes actually
prayer
remaining in the broadcast. If there's any prayer requests, praise God. If you just press 1 on your dial pad, we will dispatch you into the studio. If there's anyone that don't know the Lord as Lord and Savior of their life, this is your time of salvation.
Yeah.
Give your life to the Lord just with a simple prayer that says, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. I recognize that you are the Lord and Savior and King and
Amen.
Kings and Lord of Lords, and that you died for my sins. Come into the my life for the rest of my life and allow me to serve you.
Amen.
And if you just pray that simple prayer, then we welcome you into the kingdom of God. You are saved, and the
Amen.
Angels of heaven
Rejoice.
Are now rejoicing for
Amen.
Even one that
Rejoice.
Comes and give their lives to the Lord.
We rejoice as well.
Hallelujah. And we rejoice for you as well. Praise God. We thank God for you. We give God all praises, honor, and glory. We don't have anyone at this time that would like to share, but we speak blessings over each of you and over each of your households.
Yes.
And we give God all praise, honor, and glory.
Amen.
Go forth this week. Share that smile. Share
Amen.
The word of the Lord with someone and continue to be blessed. Praise God. We'll meet you here again, Lord willing, next week at 8 p.m. on the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast.
God bless.
God bless and have a wonderful night.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Created the light.
Our God is an awesome God. for God.